Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yep, where we just broke down the absolute lie that the police chief just told in concert with the prosecutor in the Derek Chauvin trial, the public. And this is being played with the police chief, and it's devastating. I violated policy. When you do the conscious chokehold, man, you're not supposed to apply that kind of pressure. You're supposed to take your knee off once you've regained control. And that is true. But he wasn't doing the conscious chokehold. See the sleight of hand there? It's a flim-flam. He was doing the unconscious chokehold, which is also in the book, in the training manual, and in the training slides. The conscious chokehold is only to be used to get control of the suspect. And then once you have control, you stop, like the police chief said. Police chief knows this. The unconscious chokehold, which the police chief is very familiar with, the Minneapolis police chief, seeing as his officers did it 237 times in 5 years, knocked out 44 people with it. The unconscious chokehold is for, yes, gaining control of the suspect, but also to save the suspect's life, particularly in cases of excited delirium. Drug overdose, which is what George Floyd clearly was having. So right now we're watching the prosecution's case. We're going to hear the defense case after. So hopefully this will be explained. But this was absolutely devastating, this lie that this police chief told. And I wondered how he was going to get around it. I have said for a long time, the person who needs to be on trial here is Madaria Arredondo, the police chief. I mean, to allow the unconscious chokehold 237 times over 5 years and knock out 44 people with it, say nothing. And then when it's politically inconvenient, oh, he killed somebody. No, the time to say no was after the first time. It's been on your book since 2012. And I don't ask you to take my word for it on this. I have posted the slides. I've posted the slides on this. It is page 7 through 13 from the Minneapolis training manual. Now, several of you are pointing out, there was a doctor lying on the stand also saying he died of asphyxiation. Okay, that confused a lot of people. That was the emergency room doctor. And what he said was, when he saw him, he thought it might be asphyxiation. He doesn't know. He didn't do the autopsy. Emergency room doctors don't do autopsies. What did the guy who did the autopsy, another doctor, say he died of? Asphyxiation? Was it that? No? No, it wasn't. Okay, I got the autopsy right here. Quote, cardiopulmonary arrest. Complicating law enforcement subdual restraint neck compression. Cardiopulmonary arrest. He had a heart attack. He had a heart event. Not asphyxiation. You want to find that word in the entire autopsy. So it's certainly interesting that the doctor in the ER thought it might have been asphyxiation. And they just showed you that narrow clip. He has no idea if it was asphyxiation. It was his guess. But we can actually know because we have an autopsy report. The guy who did it is the chief medical examiner of Hennepin County. What else did he write? Did he say he thought it was asphyxiation? No, he didn't. That's the weirdest. What did Dr. Baker say in his memorandum after he viewed the toxicology report? Keep in mind, the emergency room doctor never saw the toxicology report. What did the medical examiner who did say? Did he say asphyxiation caused by Derek Chauvin? No, he did not. Quote, he said, if Floyd had been found dead in his home or anywhere else and there was no contributing factors, he would conclude it was an overdose death. What might have led him to that? This, from his own memo, quote, This level of fentanyl can cause pulmonary edema. Mr. Floyd's lungs were 2 to 3 times their normal weight at autopsy. This is a fatal level of fentanyl under normal circumstances. What does fentanyl cause in your lungs? Buildup of fluid. I hope this attorney's got his head on straight. Because there's so much more at stake here than just Derek Chauvin. I mean, if this guy gets convicted, goes to prison, I'm here to tell you, you cannot work in a blue city as a law enforcement officer. You cannot do it. Because he followed that, he followed the training manual textbook to the letter. Again, I'm not asking you to take my word for that. Check it out. It's on my Facebook page. I have the Minneapolis training manual. You need pages 7 through 13. 13 is particularly illustrative as it describes the unconscious chokehold, which never came up yesterday. The one that Chauvin actually did. It's a sleight of hand. No one but me will catch it. In terms of reporting it to public, we'll never know the difference. And we'll all go down believing that Eric Chauvin is part of the systemic racist system. We have to dismantle that, including getting rid of our free speech rights, which is the ultimate goal. So it's incredibly frustrating. I hope this attorney can pull himself together and get this straight. It's maddening to watch him prosecute it. I mean, it's just, and again, I'll play it again for you so you could catch what happened here. Now, I'm probably the only one in the media is going to catch it because I'm the only one who spent the amount of time I have in the autopsy reports and in the training manual. What he does here is brilliant, actually, on the part of the prosecutor. He only asks the police chief about the conscious neck hold. That is only to be used temporarily to gain control of a struggling suspect. He does not ask about the chokehold that Derek Chauvin actually used on George Floyd, the unconscious chokehold. And he would have used it for a simple purpose. The guy was overdosing. It was one of the reasons you were supposed to use it for. So watch how the prosecutor does this, and watch how the police chief knows what he's doing here. He knows he's lying.
The conscious neck restraint by policy mentions light to moderate pressure. When I look at Exhibit 17, and when I look at the facial expression of Mr. Floyd, that does not appear in any way, shape, or form that that is light to moderate pressure.
So is it your belief then that this particular form of restraint, if that's what we'll call it, in fact violates departmental policy?
I absolutely agree that violates our policy.
On the conscious chokehold, not the unconscious chokehold, but no one will catch that. And it is what it is. All right. So much stuff going on. Biden's tidal wave of tax hikes. Hysterical yesterday. Did you see this? Joe Biden goes out and says, oh, yeah. No, raising us having the highest tax rate in the industrialized world for 4 percentage points higher than China. No, that's not going to hurt us. It's going to be fine. It's not going to hurt us? No. And he uses the lie like, wow, a lot of these big corporations, they don't even pay taxes for the last 3 years. Yes, it's the little corporations that's going to crash. Which is fine with that. The Biden administration. It's totally not going to. No, it's not going to hurt business at all. He said there's absolutely no evidence of that. Oh, yeah, there is. From the Congressional Budget Office. A report. What exactly will this do to the economy? After 10 years, it will be a full 3 percentage points to 10 percentage points smaller than it would have been. A 10 percentage, had we not passed the tax hikes, highest in the industrialized world, highest among OECD countries. A virtual job giveaway to China. Even if you don't want to go to China, you're going to have to move your factory there. You have to. It's tax advantages alone. Never mind that they don't regulate energy like we do. You can't manufacture here. You can't. Not under this. And Joe's like, nah, there's no evidence. Well, sir, have you seen a CBO report that says that the economy will be a full 10 percentage points, not 10% smaller, a full 10 percentage points smaller than it would have been in just 10 years. That is a death sentence for capitalism. That is devastating. He's like, there's no evidence. I mean, except from the Congressional Budget Office. That's a federal agency there. But I mean, you know, I guess, look, you're old and demented. Probably nobody showed you the report and you don't know. Oh, you know who else thinks this is going to devastate us? Janet Yellen, his own Treasury Secretary. She had a few things to say yesterday, too. I'll tell you what they were. Coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, so it looks like the Major League Baseball's leadership did not evidently read the law before launching an economic war against the state of Georgia and Republicans in general. Nope, didn't take the time to read. See, this is what happens when you trust Democrats. You get in big trouble because they lie a lot. So Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has decided enough is enough, and he released a letter yesterday telling the Rangers to pound sand that he will not throw out the first pitch. Good for him. The message was clear. If you are a Republican, you're a Trump supporter, we don't want you at the MLB. So Abbott said, you don't want my constituents? I'm not coming either. Kiss my keister. That's right. And so he did. You know, the hypocrisy here is literally shocking. I mean, this the MLB is fine with ball games in Cuba where they put black and white people in prison for disagreeing with the communist line there. They're fine with doing training in China, in the very province where they keep the Uyghurs and the Buddhists in the concentration camps, which is totally cool with the MLB. Because as long as the right people are doing the human rights genocide and violations for the right reasons, i.e. unity, as Joe Biden famously explained, it's all good. We're all communists here. Think about this for a minute. I mean, Joe Biden condemns this in Georgia, but tells China that it's okay to invade Hong Kong and it's okay to put the Uyghurs and the Buddhists on the cattle cars and ship them to the concentration camps. That's okay because it's for unity. It's totally cool. It's fine. But using ID to vote, mass human rights violation in Georgia. And the MLB went, yeah, no, that's true. I don't know if they thought no one would check or what. It is so bizarre. And then after you do this, right? After you do all of this, to move the All-Star game to Colorado, which requires, say with me, photo ID, the racist photo ID to vote in person, and requires signature verification for mail-in ballots, which Georgia got rid of, and prevents campaign workers from giving food and water to voters within 100 feet if they're wearing campaign apparel. And Colorado has fewer early voting days than Georgia. Not more. And you move it there? What kind of, like, scrambled egg scrambled brains do you have to have? They're liberal brains. They don't make any sense. I mean, again, after you hold games, you do demonstrations in China, in the very province where they're housing the Uyghurs in concentration camps. I mean, what moral authority do you have? The answer is they don't have any. They're hypocrites. They love communists. They're okay with brutality. They're okay with concentration camps. They're okay with cattle cars. They're okay with Buddhists and Uyghurs being forcibly sterilized. Their women dragged off in the middle of the night. They're cool with that. That's fine. As long as the communists are doing it. Why do the liberal brain dead leaders of the MLB, who got horribly used here, and the Democrats not care that it's actually harder to vote in Colorado than it is in Georgia? Why do they not care about that? Why would you move the game to Colorado, a state with voter ID? I mean, would you not pick up the phone and check? Yo, you got voter ID? You got voter ID? Dang. Need a passport, state ID, or driver's license? Huh. You need voter ID. Wow. Okay. Maybe we shouldn't go to Colorado, but they went anyway. Do you know why? It's a blue state now. The voter ID does not get in the way of Democrats winning, so it's okay. In states where they still need to cheat, oh God, did I say that out loud? In states where they still need to manipulate the system, voter ID matters. So if it's so racist, why would you move the game to Colorado where they have voter ID? It's just as racist in Colorado. Because what they object to is an end to legal voting and an end to cheating. That's what they really object to. And they're using their corporate power to do that. Look, I wouldn't be surprised here if the Democrats called in a favor and the MLB and Delta and all this. I didn't even question them. They just believed them on the phone. They just believed that that was what the bill actually said. And you know what? If your PR staff did some background checking for you, what'd they do? Go over to CNN? They lied too. I dropped my jaw when I read CNN. They absolutely said, they're taking the drop boxes out of black neighborhoods. Yeah, they forgot the part where they're taking them out of white neighborhoods too, and affluent neighborhoods, and Hispanic neighborhoods, and every zip code, affluent or not, white or not, black or not, all of them. They're all going back inside the Board of Elections. Oh. So, I mean, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for the conversations that are being had with Democrats between the CEOs of these companies who are like, wait, you didn't tell me. Yeah, I know, they lie. So is the mainstream media. Now they got to own it. They got to own it. But folks, I want you to understand what's going on here. I want to remind you of what this is. And I've done two Battleground America podcasts on this. This is a distinctly Soviet tactic. And when you want to understand what it's like, read the book We the Living. It's actually the best book Ayn Rand ever wrote because it's about her time behind the Iron Curtain. And you'll understand, you begin to recognize what is happening here. We haven't seen it before in our society. This is distinctly Russian from the Soviet era. And the way it worked there was that they controlled your whole, all your free time, all of it. This is what the social credit score in China is about too. It's also very Soviet. They controlled all your free time. And so every organization and everything in life had to revolve around the party. And the party's leaders were worshipped as a god. This is what the Democrats want here. This is why they get rid of God, because they replace it with the party. And so all activities in your private life must revolve around the party. All organizations must submit to the party and have the party's ideology be the main thing that they do. Even if it's just a book club or a knitting circle or an NFL game or an MLB game, it must revolve around the party or it is extinguished from Soviet life. And in order to get your food card in the Soviet Union, it was not good enough to just be quiet and go about your business and shuffle along your way. That was not good enough. You had to involve yourself in groups that made the party the center of all life. If you did not, you would be relegated to a lower status. That meant your food card was relegated to a lower status. You went to the end of the line. What happens on the end of the line? You know what happened in the Soviet Union? They run out. And capitalism was illegal. So the only way you get food at that point is going to black market. You go into black market, you're a criminal. You go into black market, you get caught, you're a criminal. You go into the gulag, not coming out. So in the Soviet Union, it was not good enough to just not criticize. You had to be an activist. You had to join all the right groups and be a part of them and profess your loyalty to the party. There were no groups, no activities, no sports, no kids' games, nothing that didn't revolve around the party. This is what they're doing. They are recreating it here. So let me give you an example. NFL. What was the first year like? Well, we saw news stories about those who kneeled. What was the second year like? Exactly as I predicted. The NFL came out and said, here are the logos you can wear. Here's the stickers for your helmet. Here's all this stuff. And Goodell said, you should participate in a protest. So in the second year, what were all the stories about? the people who did not kneel and the people who did not wear the logo, the people who did not center their lives and their extracurricular activities around the party. It's purely Soviet. Democrats are great students of history, and they know it works. And this is exactly what they're doing with the MLB. You will not fly. You will not go to the game. You will not, unless you make the party the center of your life and adopt our philosophies, or else.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, folks, this tweet from Jesse Kelly nails it. You cannot even imagine the ways the system is going to try to destroy Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the next few years. He scares them. 60 Minutes flat out lying about him. A lie so outrageous, a Democrat mayor from Florida debunked it and laughed. And the mainstream media is as fake as they are sloppy. And so they totally made up a story about, you know, DeSantis giving Publix the in on the shot, distributing the shot because $100,000 donation. The problem with that is Publix didn't get the in. They were the third to be allowed to distribute it, not the first. CVS and Walgreens were the first and second. They kind of didn't mention that. This is why, for those of you who are new here, and we have a lot of new people, we are now the number one morning news talk show in the, well, the number one morning show, period, in the entire market. That's unusual for a news station. Highest rated show in the whole upstate. Thank you for that. I never thought I would achieve that. Most talk shows, news talk shows, are number one in their demo, which is usually 35 to 64, but not number one in the market. And we are. We're number one 12 plus right now. So there's a lot of you that are new. I can't believe the size of this rating, these ratings. Thank you so much. If you're just wandering in here, if I teach you nothing else, I hope to teach you to hear the lie. After a while, you won't even need facts to hear it. It's all in the body language, the voice. You'll hear, you will be able to perceive it with your mind, with your gut. But for now, I'm teaching you to do it with facts. And when you see the ways in which they lie to you, you come to understand it. Watch it. Ron DeSantis, in the next 24 months, will be investigated by the FBI. How do I know that? Because they know. This is what they do know. There'll be an FBI investigation into something obscure, having to do with either campaign finance or his personal finance. It'll be very obscure. It'll be very confusing. And they will tar and trash him because he is the logical, right now, he's the next logical person to inherit the Trump mantle. They tried desperately to destroy him over leaving Florida open with his booming economy, and he beat them. And that infuriated them even more. He's the logical person right now to inherit the Trump mantle should Trump not want it in the next election. In other words, Trump just wants to be a party kingmaker, but not the candidate. So I'm going to go ahead and put this down in my show diary so I could play it for you. He's going to be investigated by the FBI. That's coming. That's absolutely coming. In fact, that was the purpose of the 60 Minutes hoax. Try to get them involved. If they don't come in on that, they'll come in on something else. They will do an investigation. They will drag it out for, you know, years to leave the stench over him. It's what they did to Trump. So a lot of you have asked me about Matt Gaetz. Why aren't you talking about Matt Gaetz? Maybe he's a sleazy politician who sleeps with 17-year-olds. Very likely that's possible. It's just as likely that the FBI has made up the whole damn thing. They lie too. Like the time that they told you that your president was a Russian dupe. Like the time they sent their ex-agents out to fan out to tell that story. Like the time the heads of the FBI, McCabe and Comey, lied to your face on national television and then perjured themselves lying before Congress at a level that is felonious, like that. And we just found out last week, in 2017, the guy leading the investigation knew there was no collusion. 2017, inside the FBI. So what did they do? They lied to the FISA court to get the warrants to spy. They made it up. They framed your president as a Russian spy, as a Russian dupe. So when the FBI says, And the DOJ says, Matt Gaetz is having sex with underage girls, I think. Huh. I don't know what to think. I can't even talk about it. I mean, this is from the people who told you your president was colluding with Russia. Beyond a doubt. It was absolutely a certainty. And the whole time we now know they knew. They knew there was no hacking. They never even bothered to pick up the server. And they lied about what was on it. It was so bad, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, head of the DNC, had to correct the FBI and say, nope, y'all never asked for it. Don't you blame us. You didn't ask for it. And then you told the world you knew what was on it. And then you told the world that our president colluded with Russia, something over 50% of the voting electorate still believed when they went to the polls. Now you want to tell me Matt Gaetz sleeps with underage girls? Maybe he does. Problem is, I don't believe anything the FBI says or the Department of Justice. Not a damn thing. Not one thing. You shouldn't either. So I'm watching this in total fascination. I'm like, wow, wonder what's true there. It's just as likely that Matt Gaetz slept with underage girls as it is that they made the whole thing up. Why would they target him? Who did he just go after? Who did he hardcore go after, even went to a district? He went after Liz Cheney. He touched the globalist elite. You do not do that. They will wreck you. And all of a sudden, bam, underage girls. Maybe he did it. I don't know. The odds he did it? About 50%. Odds FBI is lying about it? Probably about 50%. Heck if I know. That's why I'm not talking about it. I'm not spreading their fake news. I resent the heck out of them. So for those of you who keep harping about it on the text line, my trolls, that's why I'm not talking about it. I literally have no way to know. And that's all I'm going to say about it till I do know. Because there's a lot about it that stinks. So that's where we are. You want to know more about it? Read it. By the way, Raheem Kassam, a guest on this show, has done some excellent work on this on The Pulse. At thepulse.com that you can read. There's a lot of questions here, as there often is when the FBI is going after a Republican. So, that's all I'm going to say about that till we have something factual and concrete that I can deal in, because I just don't believe anything these people say, and you shouldn't either. Now, you know what's interesting here? This is a new one to me. Derek Chauvin's defense counsel, Eric Nelson, introduced the concept of camera perspective bias. I had assumed the whole time his knee was on Floyd's neck. That's what it looks like from the video. But as Chauvin's defense counsel, Eric Nelson, points out, that's only from the bystander's perspective. That the knee appears to be on George Floyd's shoulder blade in the body cam video, which Minneapolis Police Chief Arredondo agreed with when he said, where does his knee look like it is? It's on the shoulder. Probably the only honest thing that the Minneapolis Police Chief said in his testimony yesterday. So keep in mind, right now we are still hearing the prosecution's case. We have not heard the defense's case yet. By the way, I want to read this to you. This is a headline from KARE 11, their local news station. This is the headline from their website. Minneapolis PD training materials show knee-to-neck restraint similar to the one used on Floyd. Former Officer Thomas Lane filed the materials as part of a motion to dismiss his charges. So, again, the police chief did not tell you the truth. But the prosecutor did, and it was a sleight of hand. It was a nasty, dirty trick. Asked, did this violate the training for the conscious neck hold? And it would have. It would have if he left his knee on the neck or the shoulder, whichever it was. But this was not the conscious neck hold. This was the unconscious neck hold. The prosecutor didn't ask him about that. See the trick there? But most of the country won't catch that. Everything is, like my most famous ever texter said, we live in very fake times. That we do. Um, Oh, this is cool. Tara, text writes, good morning, Tara. I want to tell you, I used to be depressed between COVID and the political social going on. I wouldn't want to get up in the morning and was too late to work almost every day. I changed my radio alarm to play 106.3 and I haven't been late at all. I can jump out of bed when I surround myself with the truth. Thanks for your voice. That's really sweet. Thank you. Text writes, where do we go? The United States is rapidly becoming a laughingstock to the rest of the world, but you will still sit here and repeat the leftist narrative. I don't understand what you think you're doing. If you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. Sleep well. I don't think I'm repeating the leftist narrative here, but thank you for your feedback. I think we are debunking that on a regular basis. By the way, here's some good news. Love this. Gives me chills. Especially when you see a formerly unfree people doing this. Report, Black Americans' gun ownership up by nearly 60%. Okay. Someone needs to tell the morons with Black Lives Matter here in Greenville, the ones that are marching with guns now. By the way, it's funny. A year ago, they were protesting and outraged that the pro-flag, pro-Confederate flag people and pro-Confederate monument people were marching with guns. And this year, they're marching with long guns. I say, great. Fantastic. Good. Yeah. Get in touch with your Second Amendment rights. Hold the gun. You cannot hold a gun and be unchanged, and you certainly cannot fire it at a firing range and be unchanged. I'm glad. And this is what I love. Gun ownership among Black Americans is up nearly 60% following a record gun sales of 2020. Amen. Because once you hold it in your hands, and once you go through that training, and once you fire it on the range, for a lot of us, it'd be like being stripped naked for anyone to take it, even if it only sits in a box in our closet the majority of the time. It should feel like that. And you should understand, the only people who want to take that gun from you, the Democrat Party. Stop voting Democrat. When your ancestors were slaves, as mine were many, many years ago, we've all been enslaved at some time. If your ancestors heard that you were voting for a party that wanted to take your guns they'd have loved to have been able to own. They would have thought you were nuts. So keep buying them. Learn how to use them. Spend time on the range and then vow no one will ever, ever, ever take that away from you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.